This is episode 2539 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series this week. We are exploring the theme surrender. Surrender to the best part of who you are. And in each episode this week, you are guided as you release certain qualities that may hold you back. So far, we've explored releasing fear in day one. Day two was all about releasing anxiety. Yesterday, you were guided to release self-doubt. Today, you are going to be guided as you release regret. In today's episode, you are invited to take part in a dynamic meditation technique called a mudra. Mudras are ways that you position your hands, and they are considered to activate a corresponding region of your brain. They're very similar to yoga. In fact, mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. They're also very similar to acupressure. I hear from many of you that this mudra technique is one of your favorites. I like doing mudras because you can easily do them whether you are meditating to help you focus in a particular way or off your cushion as you go about your day. You can do mudras pretty discreetly, so no one knows that you are tapping into a higher consciousness as you do them. The mudra for today to help you release regret is called the Dhyana Mudra. To do it, you simply place the back of your right hand on top of your left palm. So your palms are facing upward, and then touch your thumbs together. Again, you're placing your right hand on top of your left palm as you hold your hands in your lap, both palms upward. And as your palms are facing upward, go ahead and touch your thumbs together. That is it. So as you consider releasing regrets, I thought I'd share with you a little insight. When you consider something you may regret doing, research shows that if you forgive yourself and give yourself a second chance, so not thinking of whatever you regret as a failure, but rather as a learning experience, and you won't repeat it. You'll give yourself a second chance. This can help put things into perspective. So I invite you now, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, to make sure you're nice and comfortable. And as you do so, you may be holding the Dhyana Mudra, or you may simply have your hands resting in your lap. Gently elevate your eyes ever so slightly upwards. This uplifts your mood. Begin to relax your body. Notice where you hold any tension as you recall something you may regret. This may be something you've done recently, or maybe it's something that you did a while ago and it is difficult to let go of this regret. As you reflect on this regret, within your mind, create a regret bonfire. Within this bonfire, perhaps it's burning within your heart. Visualize tossing your regrets into this fire, letting them go. Letting them go the way you perceive them. Honoring all your life experiences, even your regrets. Allowing yourself a different narrative. What have you learned? Is there someone you might want to apologize to? Maybe it's difficult to apologize to someone. You could send them your compassion. Allow for this regret to mean something more than any sorrow you may have. Vow to make this regret a part of your life that becomes enhanced as you make different decisions, as you break a cycle. Visualize your bonfire. Feel as though the fire is clean and purifying. Offering you new opportunities, new perspective, and new chances. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.